This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every show we go inside the Beltway with one of the true insiders. That would be former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, you and I keep talking about this, but this is the story that everybody wants to know. It's the whole Trump deal. And I don't think we talked about this the other day, but what was the scoop with Chris Christie standing behind Donald Trump when he was addressing the world after what happened with Super Tuesday?
You know, it's support for Trump. He was a former opponent. But for Christie's end of it, look, if I was going to be attorney general, I would stand there too.
And so you think that's what he's doing, and that's what I said, vying for something higher if Trump gets elected.
And he'd make a great AG, honestly. He really would.
I agree with you there. Actually, I agree with you there, too, if that's the case. So you have the thing with Christie and Donald Trump and what's happening with the rest of the Republicans. Is it just a matter of time? This is the other thing we talked about, and everybody wants to know because we want to put a clock on it. Ben Carson drops out, as he should have. He was getting nothing. Well, who comes next? Is it Rubio?
Rubio. Rubio's the one out. Kate, honest to goodness, there are going to be courses in college taught on this election, both sides of the aisle. Courses for 10 years. Because from today, from Mitt Romney, for the next 12 days for the Republicans, this is the most crucial piece of history in 12 days for them that they've yet to see in 35 years. Because I believe Rubio is gone. And if he doesn't get out before the 15th, he's going to ruin his political career in Florida. Romney today is going to launch on Trump. They're spending millions of dollars in Florida to go against Trump to help Rubio, not because they like Rubio, they want Trump. But Rubio, I believe, is gone. And if John Kasich wins his home state, it is Trump, Cruz, Kasich, end of the story, riding into the convention.
Wow, so you think Kasich stays in if he wins Ohio?
If he wins Ohio, yeah. I don't care if he wins any other state. Now, he wants to win other states. If he just wins Ohio, he would be out of his mind to get out of this thing. He really would. Because Trump's not going to have enough delegates. He's going to be ahead. The Republicans, if they continue this idiocy, which is what they're doing with Mitt Romney today is going to guarantee Trump some more wins today.
Right.
People that loathe Trump are mad at Mitt Romney right now. We're all calling him Mittens. And it's just going to be ridiculous today what he's doing. But I think that they're going to have a convention, which they've got to be careful because it's going to be open. And if they try to manipulate the whole thing, meaning the party, you know, three or four at the hierarchy, they're going to have pitchforks. They'll need riot police on the floor of the convention. So they need to let nature take its course. But if I were John Kasich and I win Ohio, I'm hanging in there till Cleveland.
Do you think he wins Ohio?
Well, right now it's 31-26. It's awfully close. Ironically, if the cities split, my region of southeastern Ohio I used to represent may very well elect one of them, he or Trump. It's very interesting because this, I don't know how the cities are going to roll. Trump's 31-26 above him right now. Now, Trump is 39-18 with Rubio. I think Kasich can win his home state. I'd flip a coin right now between he and Trump. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be fascinating, too. On the other side, one quick one. Hillary Clinton, one of her aides, waves the flag and takes immunity on the email thing. Does that spell trouble?
Yes. Having been personally down this path before of staffers taking immunity and me going head-on in the Justice Department, and I, you know, you learn lessons. I must say, when it gets to this point, the guy's taking immunity. Now, I think he's taking immunity because he thought he might be the scapegoat. If he said, yeah, well, yeah, I knew some stuff was going across the server. So he helped himself. But this is never good. The feds, they ask you the same question 12 times, and if you answer wrong the 13th, all of a sudden you might be indicted. It's how it runs.
Exactly. All right, Bob Ney, a former congressman from Ohio, Talk Media News, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So you heard Bob there. That's so interesting, isn't it, that Kasich, and not even realizing that, I would just never have thought, it makes sense if you think of the amount of delegates, that Kasich stays in. And I like his analogy about what will happen at the convention and how crazy it'll be at the convention should they all go in and there's not enough delegates. We're just assuming there's enough delegates. The Ohio deal is pretty important then. If you look at the amount of delegates, does Trump win it or does Kasich win it, has just massive repercussions. And you have these Republicans who are not backing Trump as the nominee. And one of them, he mentions the whole Mitt Romney thing. That's huge. And will that ultimately just as he says, push Trump in that direction. Now, the other interesting thing is, can you imagine, so many of you have talked about this, about the Hillary Clinton deal, should the email debacle actually become too great? Does she have to step aside, which would happen? I mean, doesn't matter. Clintons are Teflon, but there's only so much Teflon to go around. If the FBI is granting immunity to one of the key staff members in the Clinton email deal, then that means, as Bob said, he knows, having gone to prison in the Jack Abramoff deal, that that's not good. That means somebody's going to say something, but what are they going to say? They're worried. They're getting squeezed. They what? We don't know the details of that. It makes it tougher for her. Does it mean she's out? No, because we still don't know those finite details. That's why the FBI is being very careful how they're playing this, because they're not going to level charges at her unless they've got enough hardcore information to make it stick. Because you think Clinton, especially, much different from the Republicans, she's got over 1,000 delegates. You need 2,383. Sanders has 424. So she is a heck of a lot closer and seems to be on that right slide where she'll get them. As for the Republicans, Trump has 319. Cruz, you know, they vary depending on how you add them up. But let's just say basically Trump has 319. Cruz, 226. They need 1,237. So to Bob's point, you don't have enough delegates. That makes it different when you get to the convention. And I mentioned the Chris Christie thing to Bob, and Chris Christie, he says, well, that's perfect. He'll be the AG. He's maneuvering for a position with the Trump people should Trump get elected. There's this hashtag, and I think I briefly mentioned it the other show, but it's hashtag Free Chris Christie, and it started trending on Twitter with the governor standing behind Trump on Tuesday during his victory, making fun of what looked like some sort of panic on his face. It was very, very strange. There are different things that were posted about it, and funny things, too, where people wrote, what have I done? Dear God, what have I done? Meaning, what is Chris Christie thinking in his head? And what he's thinking is exactly what Bob said. This is supporting him because of what's going to happen in the future, or could happen. Remember, Chris Christie once slammed Trump as the entertainer-in-chief, but he eventually drops out of the race and endorses him. This is what happens. It's called political optimism, thinking he gets it, I'm in, and I can maybe be the attorney general or some other position in a Trump cabinet. And I think Bob was right when he said this is something that will be studied in classes and college classes for a long time to come, because it's so crazy. It's such an odd election. There are signs that point in one direction and signs that point in another direction, and there are still so many unknowns. So will a lot of Republicans just rally behind Cruz? Is that the best strategy against Trump? Maybe, but that's why we're seeing that. And as you look at the spending, the anti-Trump groups are on a blitz of spending a ton of money slamming Trump in Florida. This is what's happening. And that's an important state. The American Future Fund, which is a large nonprofit group that opposes Trump, is already running $1.75 million in ads in some of the big Florida markets. They know that this is the next stomping grounds. And there are a lot of groups, like, for example, the Club for Gross Political Action, PAC, announced $1.5 million, and they've got ad buys that start Thursday. Then you've got the Pro Rubio Conservative Solutions PAC. They've already totaled $10 million, and ads are powerful. Ads are powerful for people who are watching Tube over and over again, and they're seeing them getting hit in the face with them. And when they're thinking of going to go out to the primaries, what's the last thing they're thinking about? Yeah. It's interesting stuff. Fascinating. Stay with us. I'm hopping the fence. Hop with me.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Donald refuses to allow them to release the tape. Donald, release the tape.
Ted Cruz, once again, talking about the tape. If you missed that, that was from a few days ago where it was the New York Times debate over the fact that he had talked off the record about immigration. There's no tape that's being released. So now you look at the debate and the back and forth over, you know, the what's left on the stage at this 11th debate, and there's four candidates, Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. And a lot of people really like Kasich, but boy, he has to clear the decks. In other words, he'd have to win Ohio to really stay in this. This last debate was in Michigan. And there were a couple of times where things were said where people from the audience booed. And, you know, it's interesting because you really got a sense of, you got a sense of a lot of verbal punching. You know, we're skinnying the race down. Ben Carson is out of the race now. Trump's on top of the polls heading into the Fox debate. And the major question really was, would his support hold up? And it certainly has, because in the results season, he's on top. The after the debate, 62% of the Twitter discussion surrounding the debate, the candidates, was Trump. And the Facebook conversation was about Trump. So nothing seems to, you know, the rhetoric, whatever happens, nothing seems to push him out of the minds of people who are watching this. You know, it's what's being said, how they're moving along, you know, all of that. So there is a report about that off-the-record interview with the New York Times editorial board in January. Trump suggested he be much more flexible on his immigration proposals than his hardline campaign rhetoric would suggest when he was asked on Thursday night whether he would consent to having those tapes released. He said, no, I never do that. Too much, he said, adding he has too much respect for the sanctity of off-the-record conversations with journalists. And I got to tell you, I totally agree. Of course, they want it released, Rubio and Cruz, because they're saying that the rumor is the tape would lead to confusion, that he's not sounding the same way. But you cannot, off the record is off the record. That's, you know, that's just a journalist creed. So if somebody says we're having a conversation off the record, that's not for the record. He shouldn't release it. It's, you know, end of story. If he's saying two different things, well, that shouldn't be on somebody else's radar, which is wild that that's out there in the first place. But I don't think it's that damaging to him because you're not going to be able to prove that anyway. And as for the moderators, because Megyn Kelly, this was on Fox, that was part of this scoop. On Thursday, the Fox moderators played a Kasich campaign video that blasted Trump for suggesting he'd have a cozy relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. When given the opportunity to take a shot at the frontrunner, even after shown a video from his own campaign where he'd done that, Kasich just balked. He said, I'm not biting. He's the one guy, he's not jumping into it. And, you know, the Megyn Kelly-Trump rematch was really a nothing burger. It was kind of tame, actually. If anyone was expecting that feud to bubble up, it didn't. If you're following along on the campaign, Trump got upset at Kelly's question at the August debate about past sexist comments and complained in an interview that she had blood coming out of her wherever, which, wow, that took off and infuriated a lot of people. But there wasn't really one of those debates. In fact, a half hour in, Megyn Kelly just kind of diffused the whole situation. She said, Mr. Trump, hi. And he just said, hello. And he said, how are you doing? Or she said, how are you doing? And that kind of, I don't know, it kind of put some of that to rest. And Trump said, nice to be with you, Megyn. And she said, great to have you here. And Trump said, you're looking well, you're looking well. And she said, as are you. And that was it. So again, this isn't any kind of a surprise. This is part of this whole theatrics of the campaign. Marco Rubio tweeted out, Donald Trump will never be the nominee of the party of Lincoln and Reagan. Never Trump is the hashtag never Trump he put out. And the never Trump isn't taking off as much as I think some people would like who are not supporters of Trump's. As I'm just giving you some of the flavor of what's happening out there and what's part of what's going on in Detroit. Outside, there were demonstrators, but just a handful that had banners that formed the words, Dump Trump. But it was a tiny, tiny, small band of folks. So there was a question of whoever is the nominee, would they support each other? Rubio said, I'll support Donald if he's the Republican nominee. Cruz said, yes, because I gave my word I would. Kasich said, so if it ends up he's the nominee, I will support whoever it is. You know, that's it. Trump said he'd do the same if the person doesn't win, even if he's the person doesn't win. So maybe there's a unifying moment here. But at this point for Trump, it looks so good. Of course he should say that he would support the nominee because the nominee is most likely going to be him. That would be the, you know, this would be the big curveball in everything that we're talking about. If Trump isn't the nominee, that's the story on the Republican side. And if Clinton isn't the nominee, that's the story. So if you had like Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz, who do you think wins if that were to be who was left? Or maybe, what if it was John Kasich? What if John Kasich surprised everyone? I know a lot of people that like John Kasich. They really think he's a classy guy. They like what he's done in Ohio. They like the fact that he's not jumping on the bandwagon and taking punches. But he doesn't have as much at stake because he doesn't have the amount of delegates. But then let's see what happens in Ohio. And Mitt Romney jumped into the fray, for whatever it's worth, as if he's the voice of the party, but he does have some fans. He's somebody who has deep pockets and has supported the Republican Party, his party, for a long time. Mitt Romney said that Donald Trump is a fraud who is playing the American public for suckers. Dishonesty is Trump's hallmark, and that's what Romney said. Some more of that conversation as he held a press conference in Utah. He said, let me put it plainly, if we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. He said he was not announcing his own candidacy today, and he would not make an endorsement of any single candidate, but he said there is a litany of reasons why Trump would be bad for the country. He says Trump's taxes or tariffs would touch off a trade war, kill export jobs. His tax plan would balloon the deficit and national debt, and his plans overall would be very bad for American workers and for American families. And then he said, after all, this is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, which was such a blunder, who attributed a reporter's question, to her cycle, who mocked a rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. That was the gist of Romney. But how much juice does Romney have to persuade anyone to change the direction if they really think it's Donald Trump and that's who they want? I just don't think that the persuasion is there, because somebody who feels all those same feelings that Romney is describing, they're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to do it. Or are they going to settle in like the candidates say and vote whoever the nominee is? I'm not so sure. And by the way, the Conservative Political Action Conference, conservatives are furious that the CPAC convention is going to have an appearance by Donald Trump on Saturday, but how could they not? But there are people that are saying, why do we want him? Why do we want to have Donald address this group? Trump's upcoming CPAC appearance comes in the middle of reports that he donated $100,000 to the annual political conference of conservative activists. It's going to be interesting to see how that all rolls out. Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to take you on a trip to a movie theater. Yep, our cheap movie review, which means basically you hear little snippets of the movie, and I tell you a little bit what I know about the movie, and I'll tell you what, I watched a lot of the movies, I've mentioned this already, that were up for Oscars. I watched Creed the other day, and it was fabulous. Maybe that's the pull of where I grew up from in Philly, but they have that, I don't want to give the movie away, but they do feature those steps. You know, the steps that the original Rocky, that Sylvester Stallone ran up. Let's just say that there's a moment of the steps. They can't do a movie where they don't show them. And it was pretty good. Somebody told me, a guy that I know, Newey Scruggs, who's an NBC anchor, told me he went and saw it and thought it was terrific when it first came out. And a few of you have said the same thing, so I saw it, and it was really a good, uplifting movie, and it didn't drag on like Rocky 10-100. And there may be another Creed, I don't know. We'll see if they start down that same road, the franchise road. And it was pretty cool that Stallone was up for an Academy Award. He didn't win it. He lost to the guy from the Bridge of Spies, Mark Rylance, I think his name is, but He did really have an Academy Award-winning performance, so good for him. In mentioning that we've got the movies coming up, I couldn't help but think, you know, as we look at this day in history and this really next couple of days coming up. This was, if we go back into the vault, President Ronald Reagan took responsibility for the Iran-Contra affair. Can you imagine taking responsibility now? It's like, ooh, we got to check and jive. Although that was one of the blights on Reagan. Also, FDR sworn in as president. Going to lead America out of the Great Depression. That happened in the beginning of March. And how about this? I didn't realize this, but AAA. Did you ever get any of that roadside assistance? You know, you get all the mail from them and you pay whatever it is. So if you are a person who travels by car, you can get those great maps. Back in the day, especially when I was moving around a lot, those maps were lifesavers. We didn't have Google Maps. We didn't have Siri. We didn't have people, GPS even. We didn't have people telling you where you could easily drive and punch it in. So the AAA was great for maps. And I can remember getting them. Yeah. So FDR, 1933 was when that happened. Oh, yeah. When he was sworn in. It was a different time, wasn't it? It was a different administration and what they had to deal with the Great Depression. And it just is funny to go back and see the errors. And for Reagan, that was the Iran-Contra thing. It was 1987. A lot of people, Reagan's name, boy, comes out up so much. Reagan-esque was a person. Reagan-esque. They have qualities like Reagan. And looking at the candidates, do you think any of them have the Reagan quality? There's no question. He definitely knew how to address the nation. And I mentioned AAA, and AAA was founded, and you ready for this? This one would be a great trivia question. I had no idea. 1902. Wow. That was smart. Whoever came up with that, let's do AAA. That was very, very smart. Often on this show, I do a Money Matters segment and talk about what's happening with money or what's happening with some big, you know, companies and whatnot. And the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 were up. And that's good news because the markets have been very much like a roller coaster. And we've seen some deep valleys, certainly, in the beginning of the year. And when you look at stocks and you look at companies, and that's what you're doing, you're picking. So M&M, I noticed, turned 75. Can you believe it? And talking about these dates, M&M's, they've been around for 75 years. Don't want to flub up the date. And they're saying that they're going to make some big changes. I was reading a story about that. I know you're thinking, why aren't you talking about the politics? Why aren't you talking about the mudslinging on the stage? Because we need a break from all that for a few seconds on this show. So M&M is 35, and how do you stay relevant there's just so much different ways. There's so many different ways to serve candy and chocolate and all of that. They say they're just going to do subtle transitioning to natural rather than artificial colors over the next 5 years. So that you'll see that change, that they're going to innovate and not have to worry about the food coloring. It's interesting because M&M's grew out of, check this out, and I had no idea, M&M's grew out of necessity, apparently. The military requested Mars, the company, make chocolate for the troops at the start of World War II. I love that. So the hard exterior meant the chocolate didn't melt as easily and was suited for overseas. So you could have all those packages and it would get there. And it wouldn't, you couldn't send chocolates. So when the war ended, soldiers were still wanting M&Ms. And that's why Mars would have discontinued it. It was that they were asked, the government asked them to make chocolate like that, or to make chocolate that they could deliver, so that's what they came up with. Then Mars started selling them to regular customers in 1947. I love that story. That's how it all started. It started because of World War II and wanting to come up with a way to make the chocolate stick, but not get sticky, so it didn't melt. I mean, chocolate consumption is actually down, even though they say, oh, you should eat a little bit of chocolate a day, it's okay. But it's down 1.9% in the U.S. And I guess now it's starting to pick up a little bit. Because the darker chocolates, they have less sugar, blah, 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 more antioxidants. So they're looking, so more of those kinds of chocolates are selling. Ugh, M&M's. I know that you all know about M&M's. M&M's are addicting. I can see why the soldiers wanted them when they came back. I mean, before you know it, you start reaching for the M&M's, and you have no idea how many M&M's that you've eaten. It's just too good. It's just an inhaling kind of food, or what I call a wood chipper food. So they're trying to get millennials interested in M&M's and figure out what kind they like better. Like, they have crispy M&M's, I guess, which is less calories, and there's been more of a demand for that. So they're looking at trends and driving the trends a certain way. I mean, it's like a treat. That's the bottom line. If you're going to eat some M&M's, that's a treat. I had a roommate when I was in college who, true story, I had a roommate when I was in college who was just addicted to M&M's and literally had a giant, I mean, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't a tub, but it was a giant stash of M&M's. I swear there was like 1,000 peanut M&M's in there. And everybody, I wondered why our room was so popular when I didn't know that. Why is everybody coming to my room all the time? Why are they coming to our room? Because we're the M&M room. People can come here and get M&M's. That's why they're doing it. That's why. All right, as we head into our next segment, which we're going to take you to the movies on, I also saw this, and we've had people on to talk about the ports before, especially Long Beach, California. The safety issue with Long Beach after 9/11 has always been a concern. Well, you know it's huge. You've seen it even on movies. It's the length of 4 football fields. It's 20 stories. And you've got a giant container ship that's tied up there. It's just wild to see it. It's the CMA CGM Benjamin Franklin, and they say it's one of the larger container ships that are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, testing kind of the limits of naval architecture, but the infrastructure of the ports, which is where they end up, can they support it? So you've got all these ports like Philly, like L.A., like New York, Los Angeles that we're talking about, that are scrambling to dredge channels and raise container cranes so they can handle the new ships, because that's how they're moving things. Whatever it takes to accommodate them, and you should see the size of these ships. Wow. I mean, in L.A., they came up with channels that were deeper. They raised a key bridge by 45 feet. It cost them $1 billion to do that. $1 billion. Wow. Same thing with Charleston, South Carolina. They're looking at $1 billion, too, for raising cranes and dredging. The Port of Miami. And of course, these ports want the ship. It says, big ships welcome. They want to get them in there for the money. It's going to take a while to make up that $1 billion. We're checking out the movies next.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way. But I can see the fire's still alight.
Ah, we're back at it, taking you to the movies. When was the last time you went to check out a movie? There's actually some good movies coming out, and there's a few on deck right now. Perhaps some that we're going to talk about will trip your fancy. And the very first one, I'm telling you, it's so interesting to me to see how they stack these movies in Hollywood, and especially coming off of the heels of the Academy Awards. So you would think, I don't know, and maybe not. If I'm working the awards circuit, I think that people are more tuned into movies, most likely, than before the award season, just because they're hearing them, even if they just don't watch a lot of TV, but they just brush by TV. So if you've been watching a little bit of Tube, a little bit, then you know, and you like things that blow up and scary, freaky, not scary, freaky things, but, oh, the president is in danger and the good guys are going to save him. But this one looks pretty good, and I think it's because I like the actors in it. Anyway, the movie is called London Has Fallen.
Hell of a presidential race, sir.
Every day the same damn joke.
What do they make you out of?
Bourbon and poor choices.
With security at unprecedented levels, this isn't just a gathering of the world's most powerful leaders. It is the most protected event on Earth.
Welcome to London, Mr. President.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Bugs.
me.
Get down!
An attack has decimated the British capital.
Five of the world's leaders are now dead.
Stay with me. We'll get you out of here.
The American president is unaccounted for.
To our friends in the West.
Akawi.
Number six on the 10 list.
What do you want?
Your president.
That's not going to happen.
Then every day from this moment forward will be on your head.
We have to find Akawi before he finds the president.
We're going to kill him slowly and broadcast it live.
Yeah, we'll get you to prop more men.
I will not be executed as propaganda. You don't let them take me. If it comes to it, I want you to kill me.
That's an order.
London is just the first stop. Just imagine every major city descending into chaos. Your president dies tonight.
Those who threaten our freedom, America will rise up.
All right, here we go.
I make no mistake. We will find you. And we will destroy you.
Mike, we're getting you out.
Go, go, go! Roof top, 3 o'clock!
Brace right back. Oh, my God.
So this is the follow-up to Olympus Has Fallen, right? After the death of the British Prime Minister, the world's most powerful leaders are gathering. They're paying their respects. Terrorists unleash attacks. They leave the city in chaos, ruins. You get it. And, of course, Gerard Butler is the man that's going to save everything. He's the Secret Service agent that is in charge. You have Adam Eckhart in this and Morgan Freeman, Angela Bassett's in this movie as well. And it's gotten, depending on who reviewed it, it's gotten okay ratings. I like the crew. If you like the first one, then you would like this. The budget to make this, $105 million. You know, it's expensive to blow things up on a movie set. Next movie is that humor of Tina Fey's. It's called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Are you okay, man?
I gotta pee.
We're still 5 mics. Media asset must be dumping out.
No, I'm just getting my pants on.
The network needs reporters on the ground in Afghanistan.
And you folks are all the unmarried, childless personnel in this bureau. Kim, are you going to be joining in?
The travel or the crime?
How many people do you need?
She says, welcome to Afghanistan.
This is where the foreign reporters live.
Welcome to the fun house.
Oh my God, it's so nice to have another woman in the house. In Afghanistan, you're a serious piece of... In New York, you're like 6'7". Here, you're a 9. Borderline 10.
What are you here, like a 15?
Hello! Hello!
Yeah. Huh.
Miss Baker, this is an extreme environment. I've seen people with actual experience make bad decisions here.
You should let me interview you.
But I do not know you. How can we get to know each other?
Yes, please. Excellent.
Eat bananas here. I don't think I can do this.
We are all here for a reason.
So what's your reason?
I just wanted out of my job. I wanted out of my mildly depressive boyfriend.
What are we doing, Kim?
I just wanted to blow everything up.
That's the most American white lady story I've ever heard.
Look, either we go big or we go home.
I need a story. I need to get something on the air.
It's too dangerous.
Don't you think that would be great, that kind of exposure?
Pretty good for you, too.
Try to shoot
him! Rob Baker, yes, sir.
So you get it. 2002 cable news producer Tina Fey plays that part, shaking up the routine, going to Afghanistan, then in the middle of an out-of-control war zone. This movie's gotten pretty decent ratings. Rolling Stone liked it. Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Alfred Molina, rather, is in it. And, of course, Tina Fey, the big focus of it. And what Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is all about. Zootopia, our last one up.
A gleaming city where animals of all breeds, predator and prey alike, live together in peace and harmony.
Hi, I'm Judy, your new neighbor.
Yeah, well, we're loud.
Don't expect us to apologize for it.
ZPD's first rabbit officer, Judy Hopps.
Ready to make the world a better place?
Bad news in this city gripped by fear.
What can you tell us about the animals that went savage? Are we safe?
This is priority one.
Hops. Parking duty.
I'm not just some token bunny.
You strike out, you resign.
Deal. Here to ask you some questions about a case.
Then they should have gotten a real cop to solve it.
You are under arrest.
For what? Hurting a few wings?
You are a key witness.
No, he is.
Hey! I need you to run a plate.
All right, I know a guy. You need something done, he's on it.
They're all lost? We are in a really big hurry.
I am on
it.
Break.
I have 36 hours left. We can only solve it together.
It's not about how bad you want something. It's about what you are capable of.
I am a real cop. Never let them see that they get to you. You bunny. It's so emotional.
No, no, no. Do not let go.
I'm going
to
let go.
What?
We may be evolved, but deep down, we are still animals.
Quit it. You're going to start a howl.
Naked.
For sure, we're a naturalist club.
All the way down.
Oh.
Life's a little bit messy. We all make mistakes. No matter what type of animal you are, change starts with you.
Zootopia. Sounds pretty obvious what they're doing there. Could be a good one. I think I'd wait for it to stream. If you enjoy the movies, go send us a cheap movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my newest book, Invade the Man Cave. Send it to americatonight.net. Thanks to Daniel for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you as well for listening to this extravaganza. Have a good one. Make it count.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.